Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning with a different schedule for all of us. I don't think anybody showed up at 8 o'clock. So welcome to our worship this day. It is good to be together. We have a couple of special announcements. So I invite the fellowship committee to come forward first. There they are.
Good morning. I have a question for you, Kenny. Do you know what is special about the number 7?
Well, I know it's the most feared number.
The most feared number? Why is that?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Oh, Lord. That's a dad joke if I ever heard one. I don't think his mic is on.
That's right.
Come over here. We're getting waving from James. You're not on. That's right. We'll both use this. No worries.
It's all good.
Okay. Well, other than your corny dad joke, in the Bible, the number 7 holds special significance. It represents how many days it took God to create the world. Jesus used 7 metaphors to describe himself as the path to salvation. In the book of Revelation, we read 7 letters addressed to 7 churches. So because 7 is such a special number, it only seems right that we plan to hold the St. John's Gong Talent Show this year. It's been 7 years since we last held it.
I love that idea. In the past 7 years, some new faces have joined the St. John's family, and I'm sure some of the old, familiar faces have discovered some new talent.
So while that's several months away, we want to get this event on your radar and on your calendar.
The Fellowship Committee will be hosting the Gong Talent Show on October 27th with more specific details to follow. We will place a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board in the next few weeks. We encourage you to sign up when you discover what special talent you want to share with your church family. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our mission of the month is Cherry Street Mission Ministries, and we welcome Candace Buckley, Vice President of Programs and Services, to come and share with us this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for having me on this morning. Appreciate it. Do have a very short slideshow here real quick that talks through our history, our vision, core focus, and our core values. So, Cherry Street Mission Ministries was founded in 1947 by the Fleck family. Back then, was serving about 788 folks experiencing homelessness, mainly men. In 1980, the men's building was purchased, and it was to serve a higher volume of men more frequently. In 1995, we purchased the Sparrow's Nest, which today is our women's shelter, and we can serve up to about 76 women at that location, 161 at our men's building. Currently, our numbers are running in the 150s at the men's building and about the 50s at the women's, so we're serving over 200 folks per day. So in 2013, we purchased what is known in our community as the Macumber Building. It's just over 200,000 square feet. In 2015, we registered the building and named it the Life Revitalization Center. In 2016 was our first vocational program. And then something we were all excited about in 2022, we celebrated 75 years of service, which is huge, and it speaks a lot to the mission, it speaks a lot to the community, it speaks a lot to the quality of services that we provide for men and women experiencing homelessness. So our vision, we envision a time when anyone in the Toledo region who is living in physical, mental, or spiritual poverty can turn to Cherry Street Mission Ministries, access every opportunity that they may need to be able to move toward a life of health and wholeness. And when we talk about access to everything that people need, one thing that's very unique to Cherry Street Mission Ministries, we have a program called Ready for Life. This program literally meets people right where they're at. You know, I think about the church. I'm a church gal. I've been in church all my life. That's all I know. And my grandmother was a pastor, and she would always say, Come as you are. You don't have to. If it's jeans, jeans, t-shirt, whatever, just come on in. You know, God welcomes all people. And I always thought about that my first couple of weeks at Cherry Street Mission Ministries, because I look at what we do as building up the kingdom of God by welcoming all people, no matter what level of trauma they've been through, no matter where they're at in their journey. All are welcome, and we're just there to serve. So our core focus is through the power of Jesus Christ and the participation of individuals, we provide access to opportunities that eradicate poverty in the body, physical poverty, in the mind, soul poverty, and spiritual poverty. Spiritual poverty is huge. When people have been through a lot of trauma, sometimes they don't recognize what it does to their spirit. But one thing about the lovely services that we provide is we focus on the spirit because we want to restore hope, and we know hope starts from within. Connecting people to resources creates health and community sustainability in three ways. Okay, we work with people to get an income, safe and affordable housing, and then healthy relationships. Now, healthy relationships, as we look around the room, you may think of mom, dad, sister, brother, uncle, cousin, but healthy relationships to people, oftentimes where everyone's turned their back on them, most of the time it's the church. And so we try to be the church when we are at Cherry Street Mission Ministries, and show the love of God through our core values and the work that we do on a daily basis. And our guiding principles is we don't want more for people than what they want for themselves. So again, it ties back to meeting people right where they are. Our core values, this is my favorite, Christ focus. I was just sharing when I was sitting back in the back, and these core values are special to me. They're definitely special to the ministry. When my staff are having a difficult time, and I'll tell you, the work we do is not easy. It's necessary. It's spirit-led. We all believe we're there building up the kingdom of God on an assignment, but we have our challenges. And so when those challenges arise, when it comes to Christ focus, I always ask my staff, like, where do you see Christ in this situation? And it allows people to pause in that moment and say, where is Christ in this situation? Because if you're in a situation where you're feeling overwhelmed because you're dealing with such a large volume of people that are experiencing poverty spiritually, you have to be prayed up in order to do the good work. So when you say, where is Christ in a challenging situation? Christ rests within us. So maybe you need to step away for a moment, pause, take a deep breath and say, God, I need you. I need to feel your Holy Spirit right now so that I can address this situation. And not the way that I want to address it, but the way that you would address it. And I want to do so showing the love of Christ. So then we have relational. One thing about the folks at Cherry Street Mission Ministries, including myself, we are very relational. From the time you walk through the door, you're greeted with a smile, to the time you sit down, have a meal, whether you're there for a business meeting, whether you're an individual exiting homelessness, no matter what the situation may be, our guests are treated just as so. There is a very high level of hospitality that we believe in at Cherry Street Mission Ministries, and that's not something that we just harness within our staff group, but it's something that we are very intentional about extending to the guests that we serve. We treat people with dignity, respect, by providing quality services. And then innovative. So I absolutely love this one, and I can tell you this is lived out in the work in addition to the other two. My favorite is Christ focus, but innovative is the one thing that we create a space for all people. So whether it's our guests, whether it's our executive team, whether it's our frontline staff or our mid-level managers, if you have an idea and it's super cool, we encourage people to bring it forth. As the executive team, we know we don't have all the answers, but when we have people that are in it and hands-on, they may come up with a solution. I just had a staff person come forward and say, you know, we have a group of guests that love knitting, but since they've been experiencing homelessness, they haven't been able to knit. And I said, okay, so how much does this cost? Well, we need this, we need that, we need it. So if you had these supplies, would you lead the knitting group? Absolutely. We ordered those supplies and our knitting group starts next week. So it's the little things, right? That gets me excited when it comes to innovation, because I would have never thought of that. I would have never known that we had a group of folks that love to knit. But these are the ways that we create that open space for any opportunity. And we believe we're all spirit-led to do this work. So if God puts something on your heart, apparently it's to be a ministry and a blessing to someone else. And solution-oriented. I can't say enough about Cherry Street Mission Ministries and our commitment to find the solution. One of the most recent solutions that we're working on is affordable housing. This is huge. It is something we've never done before, but we are bold. We are bold, we are resilient, and we are looking forward to building affordable housing for people exiting poverty. That was my timer telling me, hey. So I just have just a few more slides here. Gritty, when you think of gritty is if John is rolling up his sleeves to do yard work, then we're all rolling up our sleeves and joining John to do the yard work. We're all in this work together, and it takes us getting gritty sometimes to get the job done. And then lastly, this is just our year-to-date number, so I don't have my new glasses, but we're just over 500 served year-to-date. In 2023, we served 1,867 non-duplicate individuals, okay? In 2023, we served over 19,000 meals. One thing about Cherry Street Mission Ministries is we pride ourselves on the quality and quantity of food that we make available to our guests. We believe if someone's falling on hard times, food is like comfort to the soul, right? So we have an amazing team that puts together the most wonderful meals that we would all sit down and enjoy and probably go to a fancy restaurant and pay for, but we do this because we want to also show the love of Christ through the meals that we serve. And that's all that I have. Thank you again for having me today. God bless you all.
Thank you, Candace, for driving out here and sharing that with us. And let us worship.
Our opening scripture this morning comes from 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 5:1. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as we gather here together this morning, we thank you for renewing us each day. We pray that we would focus on you as we worship together. Amen.
Thank you. Let us rise together and sing two hymns of praise, the first being number 43, Great is Thy Faithfulness. With the grace of our Lord, it's been poured out on us abundantly. Let us sing of that in number 201, Grace Greater Than Our Sin.
Thank you.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message this morning. Well, that's the question for the day. What does an ice cube box have to do with church? So, do you all know what this is?
An ice cube box?
An ice cube box? I always call it an ice cube tray. How many of you in your refrigerator at home have an ice maker? Any of you have ice makers in your fridges? Okay. Well, that's obvious. Well, I don't have an ice maker in my fridge, so we have several ice cube trays to make ice. Now, do you like your drinks to be cold, like water or a pop or lemonade? And they put ice in there to keep it cold when you're sitting through the meal. There's a problem with an ice cube box or an ice cube tray. You fill all these little holes with the water, and you put it in the freezer.
Then it turns into ice.
Well, it turns into ice, but not right away. It takes time. And if you pull out the ice cube tray when it looks frozen, if you pull them out too soon, you can put the ice cube in your drink, and the outside was frozen, but the inside was still water, and you can water down your drink. And that doesn't taste any good. There's nothing worse than weak lemonade. And so you've got to patiently wait for the ice cubes to all be completely frozen. You got it. How good are you at waiting? I mean, it would take hours for the ice cubes to freeze. Are you patient at waiting?
Even melting,
it takes time. When you're in school, are you patiently waiting for the end of the day at school to happen, or do you want the day to get there quickly?
I want the day to get there quickly, because right now in second grade it is, like flying by.
It's flying by, that's good. And so we have to patiently wait. How many of you patiently wait for your birthday? Because birthdays are fun to celebrate, but we have to be patient. In Hebrews 10:36, the Bible says we need to be patient. So we have to wait. We have to wait to be patient for things to just happen along God's time. And we have to work on being patient. So when you go home, look at the freezer and see if there's ice cube trays in there and know that you have patiently waited for them to freeze. Let's pray. God, we thank you for these children, and we pray that as parents and church family model patience, they would also learn to be patient in all things according to your will. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, to sing of your grace, to know of your patience with us, to reflect upon the reality of Paul, who called himself the worst of sinners because of his persecution of Christians. He was so far from you, and he didn't even realize until you touched his heart and you called upon him and you extended your grace and your mercy. And so Paul speaks of your patience with him as an example of your patience with all. Lord, we thank you for the ministry of Cherry Street Mission Ministry, and we thank you for Candace being able to share and unpack a little bit about their core values and how you are patient and you welcome all people to you. Lord, we thank you for the transforming power that we know through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and was resurrected from the grave, that once again we would know of your grace and we would know of your great love. So as we worship this day, we pray for strength of faith. We pray for repentant hearts that we would know your presence and be blameless in your presence. Lord, for our time of worship, we give you thanks. For the meeting that will come, we give you thanks. And we pray for your direction for the ministries of St. John's. We pray for those that are listed on our concerns this week. We pray that they would know your patience. We know that they would know your healing, that they would know your comfort and strength. Lord, hear us as we unite together in our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.